Okay, it is 1930 UTC. Will a non-radio work today? I don't know, because it's time. It is time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm drinking tea. Yeah, it's so good. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, and yes, because I started talking, guess who just got up and walked over here? Hi, Pippa. It's Pippa the kitty. Hi, Pippa. You want to be in the meeting of Dubious Kitty Committee? Okay, get in here. Oh, hi. Yeah, some cat just woke up. You're just waking up, kitty, because look how squinty you are. Oh, can't even open your eyes all the way. Oh, we just got up because we're sleeping babies. Yep, she was sitting over there on her other blanket, because there's kitty blankets everywhere. And as soon as I came into this room, sat down, and started talking, she said, oh goody, it's kitty time. So, I'm here, Pippa is here, you are all here. What am I doing? Not much. I woke up cold. I woke up cold this morning. Well, yeah, I guess it was in the morning. It was about 15 minutes before noon. It was approximately 1 hour ago. I woke up and I could hear the sound of cars driving on wet pavement. So I knew it was another rainy day and I knew it was cold. And when I woke up, it wasn't even 50 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 10 degrees cooler than even yesterday. And so, does this mean we're not going to get any, like, medium days? We're just going to go from blazingly hot to too cold? Yeah. Oh, and it even went down. I'm checking the Weather Channel now, and now it says it's 47 degrees. Yeah. I don't need that. And that wouldn't be bad if it was, you know, sunny. But it is not sunny. It is raining and overcast and blah, blah, blah. So we're not going anywhere. We're not going to Harrenhaven to any or anywhere cool today. But eventually, at some point today, I have to make my way up to the hospital to see my dad, who is in the hospital for another bout of pancreatitis brought on most likely by gallstones, because they ultrasounded his gallbladder and apparently it was full of gallstones. So looks like gallbladder's going to come out. I don't think they're going to do that today, but I got to get up to the hospital. And that's a problem, because my dad is in a different hospital than the hospital that I always go to. And this hospital that my dad is in the middle of town. And on the main street in town, in the busiest part of town. And there's no good way to get there. There's no good way to approach. I've never been there. I have no idea where to go. So I'm going to have to drive around for an hour before I can even find some place to park. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I got to pull that off at some point this afternoon, probably right after this show. I'll eat. Do I have food? Yeah, I went to the store. Ooh, freaked me out there for a minute. So here's a kitty with her face down in the blanket. Look at this baby. So I've got an interesting day ahead of me. I've got an interesting day right now. I am watching my football. I'm watching the Chelsea game. Chelsea is winning by one. Oh, and they're showing me other scores. Wolverhampton won. Man City won. Who else played? Oh, oh my God. There's a shocking result. West Ham won, and they crushed. They crushed somebody who shouldn't have been crushed. Arsenal won. Everton won. Oh, Everton finally gets a win. Okay, that's good. Leicester City Yeah, they win. Wolverhampton, all right. So we got some interesting scores today. Oh, who's a good kitty? Oh, yeah, bury that face in the blanket. Yeah, I better hide your face. You better hide your kitty face. So what else is going on? Well, who's a baby? You're a baby. What did I... Oh, yeah. Now I remember. And I'm sitting here going, why? Why do I have T-Rex in my head? Why do I... Why am I going nuts? Well, if you listened to yesterday's show, you know a couple of things. You know that, one, I did finish my acoustic cigar box guitar, and it is awesome. And then while I was sitting there messing around with it yesterday, I was trying to play a T-Rex song. I was trying to play Get It On, Bang-A-Gong, Get It On. And I sort of got distracted from trying to learn that. I forgot. I forgot to sort of keep going with that. I started doing other stuff, and I forgot all about it. Then a couple of hours later, actually, it was a number of hours later, at about 9:30 last night, I came back down here. I had finished doing whatever I was doing, and I was kind of bored, and I thought, yeah, maybe I'll watch a movie or something. So I turned on my streaming video movie service. And what did I watch? I watched a documentary. I watched a documentary about Evel Knievel called Being Evel, which is just a great title. And this is the film produced by Johnny Knoxville a couple of years ago. And I think I've seen this before, at least I've seen parts of it before on TV, but I decided to stream it and watch the whole thing. And it was really good. I'm glad I did. I remember, you know, the Evel Knievel hype and the wig out and everything about the guy. I even watched the Evel Knievel movie starring George Hamilton about a month or two ago. And that was wacky. And plus, George Hamilton was in the documentary then, too. So, of course, blah, blah, blah. Why am I talking about this? Because near the beginning of the documentary, within a few minutes of the beginning, guess what song they play as just sort of an introduction to everything that's going on? They played 20th Century Boy by T-Rex. And, T-Rex. How great is T-Rex? The funny thing is I sat there listening to the song, and what you need to know is that the music of T-Rex, our boy Mark Bolan, God rest his soul, it's some pretty simple stuff. And all of his songs are pretty much the same. Just different lyrics, and the lyrics aren't even that good, and they don't make sense, and half the time they don't rhyme when they're supposed to rhyme, and all I can say is I wish I would have been around back then. I wish I would have been like 18 or 19 years old back in that time period, and I'd have been a rock star too, because anybody can churn that stuff out. But my point here was that I'm sitting there listening to the opening bars of 20th Century Boy, and it's such a great song. Well, just like all his other stuff. And so there I am going, you know, I think I can play this on cigar box guitar. This riff isn't anything. This is just, there's nothing to this song. And so, you know, then I had to, you know, pause the film for about 15 or 20 minutes as I sat here and played 20th Century Boy on my cigar box guitar. So that was fun. Let's see. I think my top three favorite Mark Bolan songs. I'm drinking tea. Hot tea. It's so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. my top three Mark Bolan songs are, well, number one obviously has to be Telegram Sam. And, okay, see you later, Pippa. Pippa's walking into the bathroom. And then, of course, I would have to say my second favorite T-Rex song is probably 20th Century Boy. My third favorite Mark Bolan song is probably, I don't know, probably Bang a Gong or Children of the Revolution. I'm not sure. I don't know if I could really rank them, even though I just did. Yeah. So, ooh, there you have it. All right. Well, since the cat's gotten up, let's get the guitar. So let's tune it. Let's tune it. It's a little flat, sharp, flat. There we go. That's pretty good. All right, we are in tune for the most part. Here we go. Gonna record this just like we did yesterday. Just through the air, I've got the mic about 6 inches or so, 15 centimeters away from the cigar box guitar. And we're gonna try to play 20th Century Boy by T-Rex, Mark Bolan. Now to play this, put on your slide, and the riff is just on the lowest string, and all you're doing is sort of sliding up to the third fret. And it's very simple, you just gotta get the rhythm down. Oops. Yeah, it's like this. It's too early in the morning. I can't get the rhythm down. Okay, just like that. And then when it comes to the singing bits, you just slide up to the fifth. And when I say the fifth, I mean the seventh fret here. So you just go like this. And then you go back to the riff. And then when you get to the chorusy bits, you go to the fifth. And then you go up another whole step, and then you go back. Fine friends say it's good, for everybody says it's just like Robin Hood. Well, it's plain to see that you're meant for me. I'm your boy, your 20th century boy. Yeah, this is not the key for me to be singing in. Not even close. Friends say it's fine, friends say it's good, for everybody says it's just like Robin Hood. Well, it's plain to see that you're meant for me. I'm your boy, 20th century boy. Yeah, obviously I can't play that riff and sing at the same time. At least not with the amount of practice that I've had, which is now approximately 15 or 20 minutes total. Yeah, whatever. So yeah, T-Rex songs are pretty easy. Bang a Gong is no different. It's just you're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. Wait, what is the line? Well, you're dirty and sweet, plaid and black, don't look back, and I love you. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. No, you're dirty and sweet, oh yeah. Yeah. You're slim and you're weak, you got the teeth of the Hydra upon you. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. And then the chorus is what? Bang a gong. Get it on, bang, get it on. You know, whatever. I'm not going to try to figure that out on this. And then what? Telegram Sam. Telegram Sam, Telegram Sam. You are my main man. Jungle Face Jake, I said make no mistake about Jungle Face Jake. Yeah, so, if you're a T-Rex fan, Cigar Box Guitar might be for you, because you can pretty much play all of his songs on the Cigar Box Guitar. Now, there's something else I wanted to try. Not a song. Although, how's that riff I was working on yesterday working out? That's such a weird sound. I love it. I love how that harmonic sits in there, and just as soon as I hit that harmonic on that low string, it just sits there and rings and it goes, whoo. That one. It's a beautiful thing. I can't believe how harmonically rich this thing is, this Cigar Box Guitar. I can't believe how good it sounds. I can't believe how good the harmonics are. And the intonation is just right. All those harmonics are right over the fret lines. It's a miracle. I didn't try to do that. It just worked out that way. And I'm pretty happy about it. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to try out is I realized that listening to this through the air, recording this through the air isn't that great. So I'm trying to think, oh, how can I record it direct? Well, I can't plug it in because it's not electric. I should have installed a piezo. Oh, but I didn't. Oh, but I have another idea. There is something else that I can do. Boy, and I haven't seen one of these in quite a while. In a couple of decades. In my grandmother's dulcimer case, not only was her dulcimer, but a couple of other interesting devices as well. Perhaps you heard the show when we were playing with the dulcimer capo. Yeah, that was one of the interesting devices that my grandmother had. My grandmother also had an 80s vintage tuner, so she could tune her instrument. But back then, the tracking on these tuners wasn't very good. And so trying to tune a dulcimer with one, an acoustic instrument, is kind of difficult. So how do you plug in a dulcimer? Well, back in the olden days, I'm looking at this thing and I just laugh because it's so, what's the word we use today? Janky. What I have here in my hot little hand is a, I don't know what you would call this, a portable piezoelectric pickup. This was handmade in my basement by either me or my dad, or probably both of us. And all it is, is a piezoelectric element glued to an alligator clip that is wired to a standard, you know, quarter inch audio jack cord. This is a cheap Radio Shack piece of junk. So imagine a regular quarter-inch audio cable with one end cut off, and then had a piezoelectric element straight out of a piezo buzzer. We probably bought the buzzers and took them apart to make this. And it's soldered to the wire and everything. Soldered the tip to the middle of the piezo and the shield or ground to the outside. And suddenly you have an instant clip-on pickup. I'm going to plug this in here and we're going to hook it up to the cigar box guitar. The only problem with these things is they're very noisy. If you move anything, they go thunk, clunk. You will clip your amp. You will do everything. And there's no good place to clip this except for the bridge. And you'll remember that I have a key, a brass key, as a bridge on this guitar. So let's see if we can plug this in and get it to work. Okay, geez, this is sketchy, but here we go. You are actually hearing the guitar through the air and directly. Oh, I just clipped it somehow. And I'm going to give this some significant reverb here, and I got to be very careful. Put it down, and let's try this. It's funny because I'm trying to play and watch the levels at the same time. But yeah, it seems pretty good. I think you're hearing mostly the direct signal. I can see it's about twice as loud on the meter. So, there you go. See you. Okay, that was kind of weird because, yeah, it turns out that I can't really watch the meters and play at the same time. I keep seeing that stupid clip light going in my peripheral vision. And am I really seeing it? Or is it my brain trying to trick me into thinking that I'm clipping? What's going on? I'm just going nuts. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and what's the kitty doing? The kitty was looking outside. And the kitty is now waving over at me saying, "We gotta go. It's time to leave." You have been listening to the Dubious Cigar Box Guitar Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I don't know if MJT got a new computer yet, so I don't know if he's coming up next or not. Stay tuned, we'll find out. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go, so bye-bye, kids. Tune in tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.